I'm Dan Klefstad. On November 3rd, Illinois residents voted for electors for president and vice president. Today, those 20 electors will cast their ballots for those offices. The message from Illinois voters was that Joe Biden should be president and Kamala Harris vice president. The vote will be held this morning at 10 in the Illinois House Chambers in Springfield. You can view the meeting live at www.ilga.gov. Illinois restaurateurs say they're waiting for the incoming Biden administration to provide desperately needed federal relief. Sam Toya is president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. He says 58% of restaurant owners surveyed last week said they cannot hang on for another 4 months if help doesn't get to them by year's end.
We just need something to get across the finish line before the end of the year. We can't wait until the new administration takes office. So we need relief in the short term now.
Toya says more than half the state's restaurant owners are also considering closing their restaurants until the pandemic ends. About two-thirds say more layoffs are likely in the next 3 months without relief. Food and hospitality is the largest private employment sector in Illinois. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is ridiculing two Republican congressmen for joining a failed legal effort to overturn the presidential election. Dave McKinney has more.
Congressman Mike Bost and Darren LaHood joined 124 other Republican U.S. representatives in support of a Texas lawsuit challenging Joe Biden's victories in four battleground states. Before the U.S. Supreme Court tossed the Texas case Friday, Pritzker mocked the Illinois congressman, calling them irresponsible.
It's a ridiculous lawsuit. I don't know why they would sign on except for apparently undying commitment and loyalty to a failed president.
LaHood had justified his support of President Trump's right to argue his case for election fraud, but didn't immediately respond to yesterday's court ruling. This is Dave McKinney.
An Illinois Senate committee will discuss how to support the U of I's rapid COVID test. The Higher Education Committee will hold a virtual hearing on the school's saliva test this morning with school representatives. The committee is scheduled to discuss the progress toward making the test available to all of the state's public universities. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Indiana's governor is reimposing restrictions on hospitals from performing elective surgeries to free up hospital capacity with the state's steep recent increases in serious COVID-19 illnesses. Governor Eric Holcomb announced Wednesday hospitals were being directed to postpone all non-urgent inpatient surgeries beginning December 16th through January 3rd. Holcomb said Indiana is on fire with coronavirus spread. The state halted elective medical procedures in April to help preserve hospital equipment and protective gear. Holcomb said he was extending the statewide mask order and toughening restrictions on crowd sizes he reinstated last month. With farms and ranches on the front lines of climate change, organizations have come together to launch the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance. Megan Baskerville with the Nature Conservancy in Illinois says farmers here already are seeing more frequent rains in the spring and longer dry spells in the summer. She says the alliance is promoting tools that allow farmers to be part of the solution.
The same ag practices that the alliance is recommending to sequester carbon, like no-till and cover crops, they also make our crops more resilient to the changing climate by increasing water infiltration rates and water holding capacity of our soils.
The alliance is also promoting policy recommendations like incentives for farmers to reduce their energy consumption and supporting the development of private sector markets for greenhouse gas credits. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner. You can expect sunshine eventually today. Good morning from WSIU.